My name is David Whitehead. I'm your host tonight. You're listening to Truth Warrior on American Freedom Radio. And I'm here with my guests, Randy Moggins and Vinny Eastwood. And we're breaking down the degradation of our society, the role of the masculine and feminine, which has been completely twisted and lost. And as we were on the break, I was just doing some surfing on the mainstream Canadian news stations. And I just went to a couple different websites there, one of them being CTV, which is one of the biggest news stations around. And when you go to these mainstream sites, you get to the main page, and I mean, we were just looking there, and if you go there right now to just ctv.ca, the first image that pops up, of course, is just America's Next Top Model and all the latest television shows. And it seems to be more and more just about entertainment. And but this one image of the America's Next Top Model, it just kind of illustrated perfectly for me what we're talking about here tonight. You got all the girls on one side, they're all in black, they all look like hookers, and then you look, you know, on the right side, you got all the men, they're all in black, and they also look like hookers, and it's just...
Well, they look
like Chippendales.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference? Chippendales for hire.
So, check out, you know...
This isn't anything manly.
And look at how unmanly they are. There isn't a chest hair between them.
No, it's all gone. Oh, wait, that one guy has some, but he's wearing black leather pants.
He does not. That's just the chest hair
between four guys there, I'm telling you.
Yeah. There is not one. Okay, you could prowl over the mother fracker with tweezers and a magnifying glass for 6 hours. You wouldn't find a single chest hair, bro.
Here's the thing: the dominant image there is the woman in the center with the black, I guess you would call it, kind of almost a military style hat. But she's very, very dominant looking. She looks like a dominatrix, and she is the central figure. So the feminine figure here is the aggressor. The guys are standing off to the side, and of course you've got women who are apparently her posse in the background as well.
Or something that's a near rhyme with posse.
I wasn't going to go there, but you can.
I alluded to it, okay? It's just like in television sex scenes, okay? It's all implied, folks. It's all implied.
Whole webpage out. One guy does have chest hair, by the way. Yeah, he does. Okay, good. Anyway, why does Canada care about America's Next Top Models, except that America is now the great exporter of image? And this is the image we're exporting.
Well, I mean... Basically, Canada is essentially just the 50s.
It's American.
It's just another American colony now. Well, but technically, it's just a British colony. But, I mean, it's all the same advertising companies that own all the media. There's no difference, folks. When you're looking at these different news outlets, I mean, you're just looking at the same thing no matter what channel you go to. You got 500 channels. How many different news stations that are on there? You got
owned by five companies.
Yeah, exactly. And all of this is very carefully orchestrated. These images aren't just shot in 30 seconds where, oh, strike a pose, boom, it's done. No, this is a whole, they do a whole day photo shoot. They've got everybody in the exact position, the exact pose, the colors, everything is there to appeal to your senses so that you tune in and you start caring about who's the next top model. Now, I'm not trying to bash anybody's career choices, but in the day and age in which we live, especially, you know, looking at the way things are in America, Canada, Australia, pretty much everywhere. But if you look at America right now, it is just absolutely in shambles. People living in tent cities, the unemployment rate through the roof. It's not even the numbers that you're getting from the mainstream media aren't accurate at all. They're undercutting it big time. You've had all of your money in all the banks that are just basically run by offshore central banks. And the country, it really isn't a country anymore. It's just another corporate entity that is joining this, you know, sort of big globalist empire. And the media that is coming out of this and the people that own the media are the same people that are, you know, lobbying in the government, that are running the corporations, that are, you know, I see it coming into Canada more and more all the time. And I just see that anything that was uniquely Canadian, which is really hard to define these days, it's just all turning into the same. You see the same things coming in, the same businesses, the same corporations, the same banks that are basically, you know, setting everything up as it is in America. So we're losing our identity here. And you've got one of our local Canadian news stations. And instead of talking about the problems that are going on in Syria, that is a big concern. The you know, any of these real issues that we should probably be paying attention to, that we're all contributing to, by paying our taxes and having our tax dollars go to paying the debt to these bankers and to, you know, fund the military campaigns across the world. I mean, we're just sitting back and watching America's Next Top Model, and that is really the only thing that is consuming our mind at this point.
This is pathetic. Look at this. This guy, and I know for people who are on radio, this is we're doing visual media over airwaves, but one of the models on here, his name's Chris, and he was the first male model to be eliminated. He says it was his, he fulfilled his dream by being on America's Next Top Model. So what's next? What do? Stick the gun in your mouth at that point? I mean, come on. This is vacuous. This is inane. It is empty. And this is what they're marketing.
This is also something that teaches people that you're nobody until you're on television, that X Factor is the only way to become rich and famous, that is the biggest achievement you'll ever go through in your life. But I can tell you, you know, having been seen on television and been heard on radio for a number of years, this ain't nothing. It means absolutely nothing. What matters is what you do in your real life. How many people have you helped today? How much honor, discipline, self-respect, responsibility, and integrity have you shown today alone? Because each day that you live is a judgment upon you, because every day there are character calls to make. And what these television shows make you forget is all of that, that there is only one thing: to look pretty in front of a lens. You're right when you say it's empty. You're right when you say it's shallow, because they're trying to rob everybody's perception and an example of anything that could be construed of as a real man or a real woman. Because a man becomes a father, a woman becomes a mother. That's a natural progression. Then you become a grandmother and so on and so forth. Depending if you're born in the South, maybe you'll even have great, 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 great grandchildren while you're still alive. Because everybody starts breeding when they're about like 12. And now, the other element here is not just about that, but also sexuality. Sexuality is a really raw, low-down, raunchy kind of thing in the media. But sexuality in your real life, hey, that's very, very different, isn't it? You know, you're not going hardcore of all these girls with the tattoos and the shaving and so on and so forth. This is just artificial manicuring, okay? Just to kind of hide who you really are, and more or less be ashamed of your own body, make it appear something dirty or disgusting when it's actually something that's quite beautiful and doesn't require an awful lot of analysis, really. At the end of the day, to tell you the truth, maybe some reflection, but other than that, they're turning it into something that it's not. It should be about, do you actually really love this person? Or is this like the sixth or seventh person you've done this week? You know?
Yeah. Well, what goes on behind the scenes is even more gruesome. I lived in New York City many years ago, and I've also have a lot of friends who work in Hollywood. The disease that goes on with these people is unbelievable. Anorexia, bulimia, constant purging, constant binging, use of all kinds of drugs to regulate their weight, concerns over complexion, body type. They basically are artificial human beings, getting their teeth laminated, getting silicone injections into their boobs. And the men are no better. They've created a culture of, frankly, homo mannequins, to call them, you know, by what they really are. These are just walking, breathing mannequins.
Well, I think every guy in this picture has probably had Botox done. I mean, this is something that it goes on in the modeling world. And I think that you hit the nail on the head, both of you, actually. Really good points on this, because there's another element here, and that is not just about what these particular people are going through in their minds and what's going on behind the scenes. What's going on in the minds of the people that are watching this show, and especially young people who are impressionable and who are, you know, they're looking up to these kinds of people, and they can't wait to tune in. And never mind the adults that are also consuming their mind with this type of stuff. And yet, and then you have women, you know, they're mothers of, you know, three kids, and they're worried to death about, oh, I got a wrinkle this morning. My hair, I saw gray hair. And in the ancient culture, they would look at that as a sign of wisdom and beauty. Mm-hmm. And you're a mother. And that's an elevated status in the community. Whereas today it's looked down upon. You have to go get some kind of plastic surgery. You need to be paranoid 24/7 about how perfectly red and juicy your lips look. And if it's not natural, we've got all kinds of stuff we can inject in there, and we can tweak this and shave that and clip this and perform surgery on your body to try to make it look like this image that the media is projecting, that's impossible to attain.
You ask them, like, how did you get all these artificial things? And they go, oh, well, we salvaged old chemical weapon dumps for all the overuse that they did for World War II. And it was illegal to dump it into particular areas because it's kind of against the law. It's called environmental degradation and pollution and killing the entire ecosystem. So what we did is we just kind of, like, you know, watered it down. You know, we cut it, to use a drug term, with a whole bunch of other products that also aren't really good for you and produces some kind of, you know, beautifying effect. So that you'll get sicker and die faster while you're getting prettier. And as a result, you live a good, pretty carcass for necrophiliacs to take advantage of.
Well, exactly. And not even to mention the animal testing and all this stuff that goes on with these products. My wife got this book the other day that's called There's Lead in Your Lipstick. And it's just a good read on just one element of what's in some of these makeup products that women are putting all over their faces to try to impress the boss, impress, you know, the men at work, and impress their husbands or boyfriends or whatever is going on. And these products are toxic. And you wonder why we've got this explosion in skin cancers and breast cancer and, you know, just, but, and also the psychological damage that's being done. Like you were bringing up the whole thing about, you know, the eating disorders, et cetera. I've seen young girls come into my martial arts studio and they're bullied endlessly at school by these girls because this girl, she's beautiful. I look at her, I'm like, you're a beautiful young girl. You've got a lot of potential. You're smart. You're funny. You're talented. Yet at school, it just doesn't cut it anymore because she's not logging into Facebook on her cell phone during class all day. And she's not dressing like a tramp at school and trying to attract that male attention by the age of 12 or 13. And therefore, she's now cut out of her peer group and then degraded to the point where now she's got an eating disorder because she doesn't feel like she's good enough. And then you turn on the television and it's just reinforced again and again and again. So if people out there don't think that this isn't cultural, social engineering or culture creation on behalf of Madison Avenue and these advertising companies, I mean, you got to go and do some research. You really got to take a smart look at this because this is just over the top and it's just getting worse. And we really need to start helping these kids and really bringing them up with some good moral values.
Yeah, and what also occurs to me is, how could you deny the effect of television on children? You name me a child today that hasn't acted out or pretended to be or dressed up like one of the cartoon characters on TV before.
Yeah. I did it when I was young. I wanted to be all the people I look up to. I watched MacGyver, Michael Knight, all that stuff. I wanted to be all those guys. And now
I wanted to be all the Power Rangers.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And today, people dress like Power Rangers, man. Look at these guys. They're all like black Power Ranger. But it's just insane. And, I mean, Randy, you've been around a little bit longer than both Vinny and myself. And, you know, we look to you for some wisdom in terms of having more of foresight as to how this has developed. How's it been? And also, just speaking to people that you know who might be from generations before, how's it been seeing just the speed at how this has really started to ramp up in our society today?
Well, you're right. It is dizzying, the decay level. I've lived long enough now to see three generations in my life, that being my generation, my children, and my grandchildren, which I have one right now. And I look at the span between those generations and I realize that there is this gigantic gulf that has taken place. It's not the same world that I grew up in. And I grew up in a small town which was very remote from most of the popular culture. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, but the 60s were actually happening. But I've seen a long enough span now to see how far down we've gone in terms of the human condition. A lot of what we're talking about in terms of these superficial things, the media especially, is taking away the ability of human beings to be introspective, to go inside themselves, because now everything's externalized. So when you find young people, and I had a conversation on Saturday with two young men that stopped by our house here, they're friends of my son, and one was 19, one was 27. And I was just blown away by these two young guys and how, quite frankly, they got it, you know, but they were in a process, each of them, of separating from this culture. They saw how superficial it was. They saw that they had no future. These are young men. And they saw that they had no future in corporate America. They realized that the economic decay made them having what their parents had nearly impossible unless they started to think outside of the box. And that's what they were doing. That's what they were talking about. So it's a long span. And when you look at it from my perspective, it's discouraging. And yet at the same time, I see glimmers of hope in it all.
And glimmers of hope. I mean, when we look at this, we've all, and Vinny, let's get your take on this. You've done a lot more radio shows than I have. You've been doing this for a long time, a lot of activism and going down to local protests and, you know, bringing out these facts, you know, on a bullhorn and stuff like that, which, you know, we definitely need that. And
so, I am, I'm kind of New Zealand's most technologically advanced activist.